This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The first real tax debate of the second special session happened Thursday in Ways and Means. After hours of discussion, visibly drained and irritated committee members passed just one tax bill and rejected a slew of others, including those supported by Governor John Bel Edwards.
No one likes taxes, but people expect services. People expect hospitals to be operating. And with that comes a cost.
Representative Terry Landry defended his bill. It would have permanently extended half of the penny in sales tax that's expiring June 30th. The bill had Governor Edwards' stamp of approval, but it didn't get a stamp from lawmakers Thursday. Instead, the Republican-dominated committee showed more appetite for a bill by Representative Lance Harris.
This bill I brought forward because I think it has probably the best chances of passing.
Harris called the bill a compromise. A third of the expiring one penny in sales tax would stay on the books, but only for 5 years. And it would raise about half of what's needed to fill the budget shortfall. In return for raising revenue, spending reductions would be made.
It's not going to be comfortable, but it's not going to be catastrophic.
The bill passed committee and is now the only sales tax bill in play this special session. But it's going to need 70 votes to pass the House floor, which means the Republican majority will need Democrat support. House Democratic Caucus Leader Representative Robert Johnson says that's going to be tough.
I'm very concerned that it can't just because it raises so little bit of revenue.
Democrats and Republicans have yet to agree on how much money needs to be raised as the stalemate over how to fix the budget shortfall continues. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.